Welcome back, everyone, for this second part in our website extravaganza.
Pew,
this
pew, is pew.
Season 2, Episode 7. Today, we're going to continue the conversation on websites. As always, we have myself and Zona.
Hello.
And the fabulous It's David and Renee over in Pennsylvania.
You hear that? I'm fabulous.
You are fabulous.
You didn't need anybody to tell you that. Well, let's get right into it.
All right.
There, because you've seen me get animated about this before. There were some people who had choice words about web designers, and ooh. I always wanted to kind of make sure that it was shared my feelings about the value that a professional web designer can bring to building a website.
Absolutely.
I will say that there is one particular person who said something that 4 years later, Brian, who does not hold a grudge on a normal day-to-day basis,
still upset about.
Yes, he is still burning. Still super burned about.
It was kind of a rude comment.
It was. I gotta admit, it was a rude comment because it was spoken, honestly, it was spoken out of ignorance.
Yeah.
For his field of work.
Yeah. It's just kind of like a slap in the face. Doesn't feel good.
It was. Yeah. It was. It was really like...
It was the equivalent of somebody going up to you and saying, well, this is a waste of time. You could just do this with a laser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's exactly, that is the exact equivalent.
Yeah, I get that. But yeah, I mean, so I guess just kind of wrap up that whole point there. Like, depending on what you want to do with your business, if you want to have a professional business, as in, and not just like a professional, like a big store or whatever, like just professional in the sense of you want to do it right, you want to do it legally, you want to maybe grow, you want to have some good sales, you want an audience base. Like, if you want to do it, then do it professionally, right? And that is something that I kind of wish we had done, because we had wanted to do it, but money was our biggest thing at the beginning. So we were like, let's just start with what we can do, which is fair. That's like an honest, you know, normal place to start. Is start with what you can do and then upgrade as you go. And so it's like, okay, well, that's what we're doing. But I think we would have bypassed a lot of heartache at the beginning if we had hired someone to really set up the website, give us some insight into online marketing. Like, that would have really got the ball rolling for us, because we have had so many just kinks and things along the way that have just hindered us and slowed us down. And it's like, man, I wonder if I had actually invested a couple $1,000s into that at the beginning, if we would still be in the same place.
Well, that's what agencies are good. A lot of times you can hire an agency and they'll build the website for you. They'll do the marketing for you. They'll set it up so that you can add new products as they come. The only thing is, anytime that you need to make any sort of like a big change, you have to re-engage with them, and it usually means more money. I mean, if you can nail it down from the beginning, you know, what it is that you want, and you know, they kind of get you started with your marketing, it can be a good boon to your business in the beginning.
Yeah.
But you do have to have that upfront investment, and that's what I think is the real impediment for most people. Yeah. And that's why Etsy is so is so compelling, because you could just
set it up for free. They take care of so much of that for you.
Yeah, and then,
so much of it.
Yeah, it's just long term. It's to the benefit of Etsy. Same thing with Amazon. If you want to do what's the Amazon?
Amazon sellers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing.
Well, there's also Michael's Makerspace now.
There's Michael's Makerspace.
There is, yeah.
And then there's a bunch of little like smaller ones too, you know, that are that have a lower cost and lower fees, but at the same time, if you go and put your store on Etsy, you're going to be at the top of the Google search results. Like, we're still fighting to get our, we're still fighting our own store for our Google search results.
Stop it.
Yeah, sometimes when I search for BZ Furfur, our Etsy store shows up above our own website.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if...
Not anymore. I tweaked our SEO so that it's much better now. And if you search for... I think if you search for pyrographers in Charlotte, Zona's the top hit on Google.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if there is a service where... Kind of like a mentor to, like, walk you through starting your own website.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not necessarily someone to do it for you, per se, but, like, help you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I think that's what Brian was talking about with an agency. Like, they can.
Is that what an agency would do? Is that what
they would probably
they would
be
build
able
to... it for you, and they would kind of walk you through like how you update it. They would train you. Yeah. They would give you tips on how to, like, what keywords to use, what kind of pictures to use, how to set up accessibility tags and stuff like that.
Huh. Okay. Because that, see, I like that kind of idea personally. Like, I don't. I'm a teach me how to do it type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to keep coming to you type. That's what I like personally.
Okay. What were you
yeah, but
say,
they're
David?
Expensive.
Yeah. Money is a huge thing.
Yeah. That is probably the most, like, short of hiring.
Money and time, right? Money and time. Because it's like one or the other, and or both, because either you have to have the money to start it, or you and or you need the time
mm-hmm.
to start it, because either you're going to be working your behind off to do it yourself, or you're going to have to need the, you're going to need the money to hire someone to do it
mm-hmm.
for you,
or have the patience to play by Etsy's rules. Have big ease of access, big ease of, you know, all these other things, but you're going to have to learn to play by their rules. So.
And compete with all of the other, like, that's one of the other things that I wanted to mention about Etsy was initially we did really well on Etsy, but our prices were drastically lower than they are now. Once we started upping our prices on things, it became so much harder to move product on Etsy.
Yeah.
Because you are competing. And if you're in a market and you can actually show people the pieces that you're working on and explain to them, you know, what the value proposition is in buying something that's handmade, buying something that's using finely crafted wood, buying something that's... Using reclaimed wood or whatever it is that you want to, whatever your pitch is, you can pitch that so much better than you can on an Etsy shop where they're looking at your product and then they probably have a carousel of other products that are near identical to yours.
Oh, yeah, similar.
And you can't tell the difference in quality from just looking at a little tiny picture of it, but you could certainly see the difference in price.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it really hard to sell on Etsy, is that you have to sell yourself short. And then on top of that, you have to take the hit that you're going to take from the from all of their fees and everything. Unless you've got something really unique. But even then, I think eventually people catch on and they just copy your products and start selling them for a discounted price and manufacturing them offshore.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we can sit here and have an entire conversation about the downfall of... But that's not what this particular podcast is about.
It's good insight, though. I think this has been good conversation so far about insight and stories of Etsy versus own website and what we actually mm-hmm. think about it. David has something he wanted to say.
I wanted to pitch a middle of the road website. Both of our businesses take orders online, and are looking to close the sale entirely through the virtual space. But I think for a lot of people that would be into pyrography as an art, as a side business, or even as eventually a full-time business, you know, like all the struggles we're saying about selling one-off pieces online, you don't have to sell them online, but you might still want to have a website. We attended a PA Guild of Craftsmen, how to be a professional artist show or training. And one of the presenters there, her business is Good Elephant Pottery, and she has a website, but her website is very, she doesn't take money through her website.
Oh, she doesn't?
No. All she does is advertise, I think she has a little bit of a portfolio of her work, so you know
what she does.
Yeah. She has all of her upcoming shows, I think her email subscription, sign up, and then a little blog, just kind of I'm working on a new type of glaze, things like that.
But she does her business is all doing in-person shows in this northeast area of the United States. That's what she does full time. So it's it pays off for her to not have a website, to do the e-commerce stuff, because she's always selling. And she goes back to a lot of the same shows over and over and over. So she has this customer base that knows her, that follows her, and shows up for her over and over. But at the training day, she said this has taken her years. This isn't just I started my LLC and now I'm going to do some stuff and let me do a couple craft shows and see how it goes. She has built up this audience over, 30 years? So it works for her. She doesn't have to have that kind of a website because she has this whole other way of making money.
We wanted a website to sell the wood products, and the idea of selling the wood products wholly through the website makes sense. I think for artists to sell some of your bigger pieces on the website, having to include a payment processor as part of your website is really hard. And that drastically increases the level of difficulty. There are plenty of website hosting platforms, and Brian, you could tell me if I'm wrong about this, but even with Shopify, Renee, I thought it would be simple enough to basically drag and drop an acceptable result of who we are, our pictures of our work, this is how you contact us, right? Almost like a business profile website as opposed to a full business storefront.
Yeah, I call those brochure websites.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's basically, it's just giving some information about your company, what you sell, what you do, where they can find you, how they can contact you, etc. We capitalize on that, right? Our website has, it has a store, but it also has a page with a bunch of her work. It has a blog. It has where we're going to be. It has pages for different events that we've done. We've got a whole slew of different things that we put on our website. The shop is just one thing. And honestly, we don't sell that much online. Like I said, most of the stuff that we sell are customs, and they're people who reach out to us via email or Instagram. And then we only use the website as a way to process the payment. Which, honestly, we could probably do with Zelle or something like that if we wanted to. I do like having the record of all of the sales, though, and it helps with taxes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I 100% agree with you. And just one other thing to consider for artists in particular, there are websites that specialize in selling art. You can partner with them. We've talked to a lot of people in the guild who use these specific vendors. I've looked into a few of them, but I can't remember the names of them. I can put them in the show notes. There are websites which build web pages, or companies that build web pages just for artists, just to sell their art. And they'll give you a little website. It'll have all of your payment processing. It'll show off all of your work. And it'll be specifically designed for people who sell art. So it's something to consider. And maybe that's a little bit easier. It's a little bit more aligned with the you know, not selling large volumes of product. So you're not kind of stuck with that same situation that you're stuck with Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's something to think about. And that's it for us today. As always, thank you for listening. You can find us on pyrotoastytalks.com. You can also find us on Instagram at pyrotoastytalks. David and Renee at It's David and Renee. And you can find Zona and myself at BZ_Furfur. The website has a link to our Discord if you want to join the discussion. Tell us what you think about websites, how much you hate them, and with
or
that
love them.
Or love them. And with that, stay toasty.
Stay toasty.